Chapter 13. David consulted with the captains of thousands and of hundreds, even with every leader. David said to all the assembly of Israel, "If it seems good to you, and if it is of the Lord our God, let us send abroad everywhere to our brothers who are left in all the land of Israel, with whom the priests and Levites are in their cities that have suburbs, that they may gather themselves to us, and let us bring again the ark of our God to us. For we did not seek it in the days of Saul." All the assembly said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. So David assembled all Israel together, from the Shihor of Egypt even to Lebo Hamath, to bring the ark of God from Kiriath Jearim. And David went up, and all Israel, to Baalah, that is, to Kiriath Jearim, which belongs to Judah, to bring up from there the ark of God, which is called by the name of the Lord enthroned on the cherubim. They carried the ark of God on a new cart, and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio drove the cart. David and all Israel played before God with all their might, even with songs, and with harps, and with stringed instruments, and with tambourines, and with cymbals, and with trumpets. When they came to the threshing floor of Nodin, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. The anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and he struck him, because he put forth his hand to the ark, and there he died before God. David was displeased, because the Lord had broken forth on Uzzah, and he called that place Perez Uzzah, to this day. David was afraid of God that day, saying, "How can I bring the ark of God to me?" So David did not move the ark to him into the city of David, but diverted it to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. The ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months, and the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom, and all that he had.